And then they sent you comments and they say, why did you add a bit and you added this?
So then you think, yeah.
And then suddenly you obtain something that you really thought was never worth.
We're ready to start. Anna will be joining us from the airport in Helsinki in an hour, if her travel works out. So first of all, I'd like to thank the guests who came today. So Atau from London, but you came from Barcelona.
Yeah,
from Barcelona. So it's your first time here, although you participated by Skype, but I'm happy to have you in the room, so I hope to have a good exchange on our topics. Alexander, you know, so how was the trip from Oslo?
It was nice, yeah.
And then we have Alex, so he's joining us.
Sorry.
He's joining us on behalf of the Journal of Artistic Research. And well, we'll hear a little bit about what that is about in a second. And then Kathleen, thanks for being here and for carrying us through all these meetings. I very much appreciate that. And then we have Kapti, whom I invited to perform tonight. So that was the first idea, to have an additional practice of gestural performance in the concert, so that it's not all about, you know, our stuff. But I'm also happy that you're willing to engage in the discussion then on artistic research, because I think it's going to be one of the topics. And then the team, I don't know whether I should present the team. So we have Christian, who is in charge of music analysis, together with Germán, who is our director as well. So thanks for also taking the time in these 2 days.
Yeah.
Because your work also, I mean, the rest of the week is in your other project, so I appreciate it. And then we have Angela, who is in the practice section as a dancer, but she will also bring in some of her experiences in the artistic side, so I'm very happy about that. Then Patrick, our resident neuroscientist. from the University of Zurich. What is your lab called?
Neuroplasticity in learning.
Neuroplasticity in learning.
Yes.
So very appropriate actually. I thought it was like audition and tinnitus or something. Yeah, something with the aging brain as well.
That's our focus actually.
Okay.
It's complicated.
As usual.
As usual, yes.
And then Beat, thanks also for coming this afternoon. He's the trombone player for exploratory process, and also happy that you will give us some of your experiences. I think that's really, it's nice to have also the performers have a voice. I'm also, of course, more of a performer, but in this case also the composer. And Daniel is a senior researcher on the music technology strand, and we'll be hearing his contribution shortly. And then there was one more person in the music technology strand for the first year, and that was Chikashi Miyama, who was mainly doing implementation work, and who's collaborating with us also on other projects like SpotDiff and things like that. So, but he was funded for 1 year to work on machine learning tools for 1 year. So he's not here at the moment. But anyway, he has a job at Zetland now, so for him it's awesome. So, I hope you've all looked at the schedule, and maybe let me pull it up just to see this afternoon. So the idea, and it's a bit of a conundrum because everything relates in some way to the performance we're going to see tonight. And of course, it'd be interesting to discuss all of these aspects after the performance, but it's somehow not possible to do that. So some of the materials and work we will see related to the performance, but without having seen the performance. So that's a bit of a problem. So we have three topics basically this afternoon. The first one will be kind of talking about the machine learning music technology work we've been doing. That's the first hour. Then the work on the psychology strand. That's why I brought up this thing, our nice kind of map of the project. So we first talk about this section, and then Patrick will start, since Hannah is joining us later, talking about the work on the psychology side. And then we will talk about this central aspect, which is the first time we will do this, because now we actually have like 1.5 years of a process that we can talk about. In the early meetings, we didn't have that, so it was kind of speculative about the practice. That's also the reason that I put kind of a bigger emphasis on these two sections here. So from 4:30 after the break till 6, I really want to investigate aspects of artistic process, so the procedural aspect of my work, but also with the help of Patrick, of the view of the process, and also in dialogue with the performers, how that process went. And then I want to branch out into a broader kind of topic or question of how to place artistic research or practice-based research in a mixed methodology context like this project. Because of course here we have a mixed thing. And that's also where I'm happy to have Kati's and Kathleen's contribution kind of as a... in all of those discussions that we'll have, and maybe that's the main thing I wanted to say, it's not really about presenting results, because we're not quite finished yet. So it's more like taking stock of where we are, or more kind of finding out what we have achieved, and find out how we can still link the different work, because that's the main challenge of the triangle. The main challenge is actually to make these connections, because like work packages within each field can be handled, and it's not always simple, but it's at least kind of focused. But then making the whole configuration work, that's the big challenge, and I think we've succeeded in some aspects and we have failed in other aspects. So that's something I really would like to kind of get to in all of the discussions. So that's also what I'm in the schedule for tomorrow I want to get at. So tomorrow we'll have some feedback from the reviewers for JAR to start off, and then we'll get the contribution from the music analysis side. And then I would really like to get a kind of an old meta discussion in terms of what the project, what such a project can mean, or what can be achieved and what is impossible to achieve. So I've kind of scheduled a good hour for that tomorrow. And in that sense, I would ask you to also keep that in mind. So all the aspects that we're looking at today and tomorrow morning before that discussion, there is certainly elements that should be brought to the closing discussion. on the one hand, like I said, about the connecting the different sections, and on the other hand, in terms of future avenues or future opportunities. Because of course, in some ways, we've only started the work. I mean, it's quite a big scope. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in here. And as usual, time is limited. So that's what I had to say for opening. Logistics-wise, I'll try to be kind of punctual to stop at 5:45, so that we have a good hour for soundcheck. But I also scheduled a little break for coffee. And there's actually a coffee one floor down on the main stair. So that within 15 minutes, it should be possible to get some coffee down there. I also brought some drinks. You can help yourself to those. And then after the concert, I have a reservation nearby, but I will probably not be the one leading you there because I'll be tearing down here. But I'm sure some of the colleagues can find a way for everybody. We have a table for 18, so that should be plenty too. Okay, so that's as an introduction.